We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Vav. We left off in the middle of Siv Gimel. We're on the top line on page 18. So the Mechaber told us in the beginning of Siv Gimel that it's usher to rent out or to lend out one's animal to a goy because he might do malacha with it on Shabbos, and a person is mitzuva al shvisas behemto, a person is required to make his animals rest on Shabbos. The Ramah then told us, but you can rent out or lend out an animal with the tenai, a condition that he should return it to you before Shabbos. That does work. But with the tenai that he shouldn't use it on Shabbos, that does not work. He is not trusted on that. And now we pick up in the end of the first line on page 18. V'im hishila o hiskira la'eno yehudi. And if you lent out an animal or you rented an animal to a guy, v'hisna imo la'chziru lo kodem ha'Shabbos, and you made a tenai with him that he should return it to you before Shabbos, which we just saw in the Ramah, is a good tenai. V'ikva b'Shabbos, and the guy decided to keep it by him over Shabbos and not return it. So now you're in a tough spot because now he's going to do malacha with your animal on Shabbos. What should you do? So says the Mechaber, Yafgirena beino levein asmo kodem haShabbos. Before Shabbos, you should make it hefker. Between you and yourself, be mafker, so it's no longer yours. O Yomar, or you should say, Behemti kenuyo la'eno Yehudi, my animal should be acquired over to the goy, kedei sheyenotzel me'isura da'araisa. That way you can save yourself from an isur da'araisa, either being mafkured, it's not yours, or being maknet over to the goy, so now it's not yours, it's his. Either way, you will save yourself from an isur da'araisa of your animal working on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'imrotze, if a person wants to be machmir yochol lahafkira lufnei shlosha b'nei adam kedin shat hefker. A person could be mafkir, it's even better, to be mafkir in front of three people like we normally do by hefker. But don't be worried if you are mafkir, don't be worried, no one else can be mezaka, can be zeicha in this item. Since your kavana is simply to take you out of the Isra Shabbos, so it's really only a hefka for Shabbos, you don't have to worry about anyone else taking it. V'davka b'Shabbos, and this is only a halacha that applies by Shabbos, aval b'yom tov ein odom mitzuva al shvisas behemto b'yom tov. But says the Ramah, a person is not commanded to have shvisas behemto, to have his animals resting on Yom Tov. This is only a din that applies to Shabbos. And now we'll pick up in the Mishabura on page 18 in Sifkaton Yud Dalad. So he said if a person did lend out or rent out his animal to a guy, and the guy does not follow the stipulation and is not going to return it, so then you should be mafkir it. V'zeu dafka b'dievet shekvar hisne imo v'ikva b'Shabbos. This eitzah, being mafkir the animal, is an eitzah b'dievet, that you made the tnai, and the guy didn't follow it, and he left it by him, so you know the choice, so then you should be mafkir it. Aval l'chadchila, osir l'haskira al dash shekeshiyagia yom ha'Shabbos yafkirena. But it is usur l'chadchila to rent out an animal to a goy, having in mind that you're going to be mafkir when Shabbos comes. V'afilu im yafkirena b'fnei shlosha, even if you're going to be mafkir before three people, it's not l'chadchila. She'ein ha'kol yodim in a hefker, because not everyone's going to know that you made it hefker. V'osi lidei chashodo sheyomru behemto shel Yisrael osa melacha b'Shabbos. And it's going to be Maris Ayin, people are going to be choshed and say that the animal of the Jew is doing malacha on Shabbos, and therefore this Eitzah is only b'dievet, it's not l'chadchila. The whole idea of being mafkir on Shabbos is discussed in note 14, u'lahafkir b'Shabbos kosav ha'kapachayim, shenechleku ha'poskim im mutter, the machlokas ha'poskim, if being mafkir on Shabbos is permissible. O shedino kemo kinyan b'Shabbos she'aser. Or does hefker have the same din as making an acquisition on Shabbos, which is forbidden? Umasi comes out of maskona she'af al pishu l'chadchilo yesh l'hafkir asav emel l'fnei Shabbos. Even though l'chadchilo wants to be mafkir before Shabbos, mikomokom b'dieved yuchal l'hafkira o l'aknos sa'af b'Shabbos. But b'dieved, one can be mafkirit or be maknet on Shabbos k'dei l'hinatzel me'isura. So we're discussing over here, the Mechaber says do it before Shabbos, but here we're seeing that even on Shabbos, to get out of an iser, it would be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in the middle of Sifkaton Yudalad, v'af b'mechira ein heter, even in the second eitz of the Mechaber gave of being maknet over to the goy by selling it to the goy, there is no heter, elo kishemocher behemter l'eno yehudi b'mechira gemura al kol yomei ha'shavua. When you're selling it as a real sale, that throughout the whole week that the goy has it, it will belong to the goy. V'lo kishemocher lo al yom ha'shabbos l'chud. But not that he should have it the whole week as a rental, and for that one day then he owns it. Mipnei chashoda kanal, that would also be maris ayim, because people are going to not going to know that it was his just for that one day. But if he made it a full sale, so that is more recognizable. Even though we said so far in the Mishabura, this whole Eitz of the Mechaber is only a Bidyevit case where you already rented it to him with a Tnai, you did everything you were supposed to do, and he didn't follow the Tnai, so now you're stuck, so it's an Eitz of Bidyevit. But the Bach argues and says that L'chadchila you could rent out an animal to a Goy, having a mod, you're going to be mafkir in front of three people. The cave and the shlosha yodim, because since three people are going to know about the hefker, the farsma milsa is going to be publicized. The lo yavu dechshad, it won't be maris ayin, because we know in front of three people, the word spreads, everyone will know it's hefker, and you don't have to worry about anything. Ubishas atchak says the Chavetz Chaim, in a pressing situation, efshish yesh lismuch advarov, it could be that you could rely on the words of the Bach. Ubisof asimen nevor, and Miritz Hashem, will explain this more at the end of the simen. We said to be mafkir at beino levein atzmo sif katan tesvav sha'oz eino mitzuva al shvisasa kevan she'eino shalo. What does it accomplish? Once you're mafkir, it's no longer your animal, so you're not commanded to have it rest. Shekvar hefkiru, you're already mafkir it. The alpha gav the hefkir be'inan shia b'fnei shlosha, even though we normally require hefkir to be in front of three people. Zeu midirabonan, that's only a din midirabonan to have hefkir in front of three people. Avam midaraisa afilu beino levein atzmo sagi. But midaraisa, be mafkir, just between you and yourself is good enough. V'hocha shekvar hiskira v'hisne imo shiach sirena. And in this case, where you did all you could do, you rented it out to him with a tenai that he should give it back to you. V'ikva, and he's holding it back from you. Dai bazeh kidei lihinotzel me'isur daraisa. It's enough to be mafkirit on a daraisa level between you and yourself to save yourself from the isur daraisa. If you look at note number 16, he explains why the chachamim require that hefker needs three. If daraisa one's enough, why do the rabbanon require three? Says note 16, ubatama dover she'tzrichu chachamim she'yia hefker b'fnei shlosha dafka. The reason why Chazal said hefker should be dafka in front of three people, the Shulchan Aruch says in Chosha Mishpat, shu kedei she'yuchal echad men liskos b'cheifetz, that one of them could actually go and grab the object, and the other two are there, that they can give edus, that in fact the Baal was mafkirit. And therefore it requires three people, and because of this reason, the Kavachayim writes, since the reason you have three is so that two can give an edus, so it's appropriate that two of them should be kosher le'edus, in this case.
It's not a real hefker anyway, we said over here, no?
We didn't say it's not a real hefker.
We said that now it'll take.
No, we're gonna explain that clearly later. So far, it's a real hefker. It is a real hefker. We'll see. We'll see how it's a real hefker soon. Continues the Mishabura in the fourth to last line on the right column. Va'ayim beis Yosef sheyes poskim shesovrim degam bikan afshehu dieved ve'ina dafka tlasa. The Beis Yosef brings poskim that say otherwise, and they say even over here that you did all you could do, and it's a case with the Evid, still it's not enough to do it between you and yourself, like the Mechaber says, but rather you need to do it in front of three people. V'alkein tov li'zor bazel l'chadchila im yesh be'efshari. Therefore, it's best l'chadchila, if you can, to be mafkirit in front of three people. V'alkoponim yizor la'afkira b'fnei echor. At the very least, says the Mishaburi, you should at least be mafkir in front of one other person. The rabbi migdoli aposkim sovrim the avda oraisa ein hefker ad she'afkira alkoponim b'fnei odom echon. Because there are some poskim that say, many gedoli aposkim who hold, that even the oraisa, it's not enough to do it between you and yourself, it has to be at least in front of one person. Even if it's a family member, that would be enough, but you have to at least be mafkir according to those poskim, the oraisa in front of one person. If you look at note 17, why it has to be in front of one person, the reason for those who hold that to be mafkir between you and yourself, it doesn't help. The Ksav Sofer says, Shekevan shelo noda hadover li'ish, since it's not known to anybody, ein ha-mafkir miskavein laso zos belev shalim. We're afraid the person who's being mafkir between him and himself, he's not doing it with a full heart. No one hears him, no one knows about it. We don't believe that it's really being done properly. The ein elu elo diburim ba'alma. This is just purely words. Hefkir is totally on the heart. And if no one's around, no one hears it at all, we don't believe that you're doing it for real. The host of, and he adds on, Shemitam Zeh, according to this, Sover HaMechaber, the Mechaber holds, Shule Inyan Shvitzas Behemto Moel Hefker Beinu Lemein Atzmo. The Mechaber again holds in this case that you could be mafkir between you and yourself. I would just give a beautiful svara, why you know the person there to know that you actually mean it. Says the note, says the Ksav Sofer, Shekedei Lihi Natzel Mi Isser. When we're talking about a case like an Arsif of a year where you're trying to save yourself from an Isser of Shvitzas Behemto on Shabbos, Mistabish and Miskavin Lahavkir Behemes. then it's logical that your kavana is to be mafkir be'emes ve'ein elu diburim ba'alma. And that was normally be mafkir something we don't believe that you really mean it, therefore we want you to have a person there. But over here, you try to prevent an isra, avada, you want to be successful in preventing the isra, therefore the mechaber holds, even if no one's there, it is a good hefker, be'no le'bein atzmo. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We're up to Sifkatan Tazayin in the second column. We finished the explanation of the first Eitzah, which is being mafkir et beino ben atzmo kodem ha-Shabbos. Then the Mechaber gave us another Eitzah that you could say, behemti kenuya le'ena yehudi, my animal is acquired over to the goy. Says the Mishabura, I am a Magen Avram Shadaitu. Look at the Magen Avram where his opinion is, tedavkoyim omer lo befonav. This only helps if you actually say it should be acquired to the goy in front of the goy. You say to him, "Behemti kenuya locha, my animal is acquired to you." Sha'oz miskaven ha'eno Yehudi leknosa, because then the goy has kavana to acquire it. The nickname lo ba'amira zu, and it could be acquired by the goy with this amira of the Jew, kevan chi birshusu v'kanya lechatzero, since it is already in the goy's rishus and his chatzer acquires it. Avim omer kain shelo b'funav, but just saying it's acquired to him, not in front of him, lo kino ha'eno Yehudi klal, that does not work, that's not a kinyan, because the guy doesn't know about it, and he can't allow his chatzer to be kone. V'afilu im ziku lo ayidei Yisrael acher gam kain lo mahani, even if a person tries to pull a zachon l'olam shelo b'funav, which works by a yid, so he tries to be mezakeid for the guy through the hands of a Jew, that also will not work, like is explained in Chosha Mishpat, Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sif Yudalad. The other achronim also agree with the Magen Avraham that has to be done in front of the goy. Even in this scenario where you said it right, you said in front of the goy, my animal is acquired to you. We also require them setting a price that the goy is going to pay him. Because if not so, then it's not a sale if he's not going to give any money. And just to do it as a matana, then we don't realize, it seems like harama, it's like you're playing games. Giving it as a present, it has to be a sale, and therefore, it's not enough to say, I am giving it over to you as a kinyan, it has to be that you stipulate a price that the goy is going to pay for the animal as well. And all these two eitzes, the mechaber said, kideshi notzel me'isur deraisa, all this is to prevent an isur deraisa of having your animal work on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sifkot and Yudzayin, what's Lomar mean to say? Avalochadchila ein lismoch lahaskir alda sheyafkir kishyagia yom haShabbos. Like we said before, lochadchila, one should not rely on these eitzes to rent out an animal, having in mind that he's going to be mafkir when Shabbos comes. O sheyakneu oz la'eno Yehudi, or you're going to acquire to him through a sale. As it gets closer to Shabbos, shehefker ve'akna eino mefursamin. Because the hefker and the sale, these are not publicized. V'yesh kan chshash maris ayin v'chanal. And therefore, there is a concern of maris ayin, like we said before. V'ayin b'sof ha-simen, like we mentioned before as well. Then the Ramah told us that if one wants to do it the better way, you should be mafkir in front of three people, like regular hefker. And then the Ramah said, V'afilu hachi ein shum odom yochol liskos ba. No one else is going to be able to be zoche in this animal. Devadei ein kavanoso rakadei lahafkia me'olav iser Shabbos. Because for sure, all your kavana is to remove from yourself the iser Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sifkot and Yudches. Devadei ein kavanoso. Ratzalom Rami to say, it's pashut, you don't have in mind that this animal should be hefker forever. Ki'im liyom ha-Shabbos bilvad. All you intend is that it should be hefker for the day of Shabbos. Kedei lafkia me'al of Isra Shabbos. So there should be no Isra Shabbos upon you. Ula'achar ha-Shabbos yachzor l'rshuso. But after Shabbos, it would automatically go back to your rishus. Avol biyom ha-Shabbos gufa bevadai hu hefker gomer. But for that one day of Shabbos, avada, it is a complete hefker. The gam zem nikri b'shem hefker. And that's also called hefker. K'deisa b'gemar, like the Gemara tells us, afilu hefker liyom echad havi hefker. Hefker for one day is hefker. And therefore, it is not a permanent hefker. No one can take it later, because you're only mafkir for that day of Shabbos. Afterwards, it automatically goes back to you. And therefore, it's only hefker for the day of Shabbos. The ein tzarech locho shema yiske ba'acher b'Shabbos gufa. And you don't have to worry about someone else being zeicha in it. On Shabbos itself, because for sure a goy is not going to allow anyone else to take it, being that he's keeping it in his hands for Shabbos to actually do melacha with it. So therefore, there's no concern the goy will take care of it on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it because you wouldn't have a mafkir for after Shabbos. It automatically goes back to your rishus after Shabbos, lefi the way the Mishabura explains it. And then the Ramah told us that this whole halacha of Shvisas Behemto only applies to Shabbos, but on Yontif, Shvisas Behemto does not apply. He says in the Mishabura Sekotin Yotes, the Shvisas Behemto Yalfina Mimadik Siv. Shvisas Behemto we learn out from a pasuk by Shabbos that says, Laman Yanuach Shorcha V'chamorcha, and we darshan Kamocha. Right, like you, so too your shor and your chamor have to rest. V'haikra b'Shabbos Ksiv, and this pasuk is written by Shabbos. V'afilu hachi lo yaskirem ela bavlo. But still, if you want to rent out an animal to a guy for Yontif, which you can, al shvisas behemto, because there is none when it comes to Yontif, but you still have to make sure that you do the rental through havlo, incorporating other days as well, to lo yaschar yomtov. So you shouldn't get into problems of making money on Yontif. Therefore, havlo would take care of that. That is the shita of the Ramah, that there is no shvisas behemto on Yontif. However, the Neha Marshal Cholik Alzeder Marshal argues on this. V'daito, in his opinion, is the Yomto v'Shabbos Shoven Hein Bazek Kimo B'chol Melachos. The same way Shabbos and Yontif are equal lagabi other Melachos, they're also equal lagabi shvisas behemto. And according to the Marshal, there is an Isra of shvisas behemto on Yontif as well. The Ayin B'Magen Avram Sheherich Bazek. Look in the Magen Avram where he speaks at length about this. Maybe any brings that Besiose Besimin Tov Tzadi Hey Hevi Deos Harishonim Bazer Mitzadeh Shomlu Isri. He brings different opinions, and he's Mitzadeh that Shvisas Behemto is actually Aser on Yontif. On the top line on page Yud, the Al Kain Yesh Lahachmir, and therefore one should be Machmir about Shvisas Behemto on Yontif as well. Ubebir Hagra Gam Kain Herich Bazer. The Gra also speaks at length about this. Umasik Do Ikir Kedas Marshal Hanal. And he comes out that the Ikir is again like the Marshal, unlike the Ramah, that there is in fact an Isra Shvisas Behemto on Yontif as well as Shabbos. The Gamla Kamam Besimin Tov Tzadi Hey Siv Gimel Mafarish Hagra. Also later on, the Gra explains Mashakasa Shomish Shulchanoch. That's what Shulchanoch says later on. The Ein Motzi and Masa Al HaBeim B'Yontov. You can't take out a load on an animal on Yontif. The Gra explains Hatam Hu Mishum Shvisas Behemto. The Gra explains that Shulchanoch that you can't take out a load on Yontif on your animal. The reason is because Shvisas Behemto. That's the Gra L'Shitasa that holds there is a problem of Shvisas Behemto on Yontif. There is an interesting note over here. Note number 19. The afshe la adam atzmo mutter lahotzi biyom tov kishiyesh bekach tzarek tzas. So we just said you can't have an animal taking out a load for you on Yontif because of shisas behemto. But when it comes to a person, you are allowed to carry out on Shabbos if there's a tzarek. Shrei mitoch shehutcho hotzah letzarek hutcho nami shlo tzarek. We have the rule of mitoch. Since hotzah is mutter v'tzarek ochel nefesh, it's mutter also for not tzarek ochel nefesh as long as there is some Yontif need. Yet we're saying over here that the animal is more chomer, the animal can carry out the load on Yontif. So Kosov b'Sharetzion l'Kamon, the Sharetzion explains later on b'Shem Agra, Shedavka ba'odom huter mitoch, achlo b'behema. This rule of mitoch only applies by a person, not by an animal. So in fact, it comes out that an animal will be more chomer l'gavi hotza on Yontif l'fi the Gra than a person. V'hotz v'agonu Shom Zalman Arbach explains, we're in note number 19. Shekavonas hagro leser afilu hotzas ochel aideha behema mishus lurishus bishvil lahachila. That the Gra's intent is also that it's also for the animal to carry out from mishus to rishus, even if to feed itself. If it's for food for itself, where a person, avad, it's mutter, but for an animal, it's going to be aser. Alpha pishal adam hutter lasas malacha b'ofen zel tzorchal nefesh. Even if for a person avada, it's mutter to do atzal tzorchal nefesh. For a behemah would be aser, so behemah comes out would be more chomer than a person. Uladasa sovrim she'en adam mitzula shisas behemto. According to those like the Rama who hold that there is no command of shisas behemto on Yontif, bir lekamon she'isur hotzas maslai day behemah biyontov ena elam midrabanim. So why is it aser to carry out a load shisas behemto is mutter? It can't be because of shisas behemto. So rather, we explain later on that that's because of an Isser Midrabbanon. What's Isser Midrabbanon? Shelo Yasa in Behemto, Kedel Shu Osa Bechol. It shouldn't be an Udda Bechol. You shouldn't just use your animal like you do during the week. And therefore, the Rabbanon Asserd, carry out a load on your animal on Yontif, even though there's no Isser Behemto, there is an Isser of Udda Bechol. Usharatzion, Sham Kosov, Tam Notsa, the Sharatzion there gives a different reason, and that is Shu Kedel Shelo Yishtamesh the Bali Chaim. It's a whole separate Isser of Bimishtamesh using and touching Bali Chaim, and we want to prevent that. We'll stop here, and Mr. Shem will continue next time with Siv Dalit.